You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Yes, sir.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Big G. I mean, yes, Big sir. G painted an easy picture, B.
Mm-hmm.
Good specials, create turnovers, long drives. That will do it.
Hell yeah, any day.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. B, you know another guy that could help a ton?
Who would that be?
Debo. Certainly a playmaker.
But see, this is the thing for me. When Terry and Debo is there, for some reason we act like we can't get the ball to both of them. We go to one or the other. And that's they got to scheme that up, man. And you got to find a way, because if you look at games, when one goes, the other one rarely gets it. You know, and it's like we have to take different chimes to give. Man, you got to, like, I watched some games where, hell, every other play they throwing it to somebody else. And they just keep the rhythm going. But we seem to only be able to do it when we got one guy. We go to him. No, let's find a way to get everybody involved.
Let's go to Fred in Bristow. Fred, who needs to step up this weekend?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'll tell you, I think there's actually three people, but Marcus Mariota has got to be able to hang on to that ball. That's number one. He can't be fumbling every time he gets tackled. Number two is Crosby, Bill, if you will. And number three is McLaurin. And if those three can step up, I think we're going to win.
All right. Appreciate the call, man.
Hey, you bet.
You need folks to step up. That's how it works, dude. I mean, what do you always say? Like, we can talk about the coaches, we can talk about the play calls, but sometimes it's just about a dude making a play.
Players play, baby. Players got to just go out there and get it done sometimes. And listen, man, we're in a situation now where I know what it calls for in practice and you look for all the time. Take a peek. I mean, let's see if the guy backside is open. Or the dude that may not be in the read, let's just take one little quick peek and see. He may be running free.
You know who people could say regressed? The regression bros are out there coming for everybody's neck. But you know, I almost want to pull this up because I don't want to make something up. But, like, they haven't won that many games. But I could think of at least two games, which is 50% of their win total. Actually, one, two. All right. In 50% of their wins, Mikey Sammer still has an interception.
Yeah.
Like, another big Mikey play would help a lot.
That'd help. But, hey, how about somebody else get an interception other than Mikey? I mean, let's think about that. The ball is life is the motto for the whole team, right?
Yeah.
Mikey don't mind somebody else helping him out.
No.
By taking it away from somebody.
What do you think about the young man Hamilton in that last game?
That last game, he was on, man. And he played with confidence, and he was very – I mean, he was good. He was right there. He was in him. And sometimes you get in those matchups, you know. If he can play another one like that, I'll take it.
Let's try John.
Because he didn't look like he was scared. No. He was ready to go.
John is in Stafford. What's up, John?
What's going on there, B. Mitch? What's going on, JB? Hey, guys, look, I called y'all last week, and I said, look, them Dallas Cowboys was the best offense that we had to be worried about. I was dead wrong. That was just a terrible take. You know, that Dak Prescott, he just was not a good thing. Anyways, look, man, we're going to win on Sunday under two circumstances, and B. Mitch, you hit it dead on the head, man, just a few moments ago. You've got to get that Debo Samuel and that Terry McLaurin involved at the same time. We know when one's off, the other's on, and the other's on, the other's off. We cannot have that. We got to get both them boys rolling at the same time, and I believe that Marcus Mariota can do that. Let me tell you right now. The key to success, and ain't that Sam Steele, it ain't that daggone the middle backers, and I love that Bobby Wagner. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, but he ain't the answer. The answer is that front four. If that front four does not step up, that Saquon Barkley is going to go off. He has not had a good year this year, but look, everything everyone's been talking about this week is this is a get-right game for them Philadelphia Eagles. And that bag on Saquon Barkley, he is going to go off if that front four does not get it. And I tell you, that is the answer. I love that Debo Samuel. I love that Terry McLaurin. But that front four has got to be it.
All right. Appreciate you, man.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
I love y'all so much.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, dude.
He's right about the front four, though. I mean, I just think the front on both sides of the ball. They got to come to play, bro.
Can we talk about our guy right there real quick?
He called last week. That Debo Samuel.
Last week, the accent McLaren was not as pronounced.
He was good, though. I think
he could call. I'm into those calls.
Yeah.
But I wonder if he just, like, had a lot of coffee this morning or was leaning into it. Maybe that was Chris Collinsworth doing a Southern accent. Mariota. Either way, that dude has my full support. I think the information provided was dead on.
Yeah. He's right. He's good. I mean, and let's be real. When you start thinking about football for real, the big boys make it happen.
Absolutely.
Not the little sexy picks, the big boys.
To your
smell
point.
Like bacon.
Chaz is in Alexandria. What's up, Chaz?
Hey, guys. So I'm going to sound repetitive as the last caller, but I'm going to go with the D-line, too, because I think we'll be able to stop Saquon Barkley. But where we'll be getting into trouble is when Hurts is able to pick us apart with those elite receivers and that elite offensive line. So if we're able to get pressure, then I think we can make a difference and have a chance at winning.
All right. Need pressure, man. Especially Hurts is only 2 weeks removed from a 5-turnover game.
Yes.
Even if we just want to say it was 4 picks because the pick/fumble is incredibly fluky.
I don't care. You had the ball in your hands. You fumbled it.
You did.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jeremiah in Fairfax. Jerry, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing? Thanks for having me on. Right, so I think JP hit the hammer on the head earlier when he said Mike Sanderson on the defensive back. Now, or the defensive, hold all the defensive backs. Now, my reasoning is Saquon hasn't had a great year like the earlier caller said, but he's still going to provide us with a challenge. We're going to have our hands full. You can't really ever underestimate him. He's had good games against Washington throughout his career. If you allow both AJ and Devontae to get going, you can't really focus fully on Saquon, and it's just going to be a nightmare from there. So if you can keep those two covered, as well with the pressure from the D-line, I think it'll be a much easier job on the offense. You won't have to score as many points. But thanks for taking my call.
All right, man.
Thanks, dude. It's a good call. I mean, the other one in this, and I think one of the callers touched on it, but it's Mariota.
Yeah.
Like, Marcus just cannot have the silly turnovers.
Yeah, he said it himself. He said, I have this very, I've been having a good game, and then I just had this one bonehead play. Let's let the bonehead play stay at home.
Totally. I mean.
And that's just come down to being mentally in it the whole time. Don't relax. I don't care how good it gets. Don't relax.
Do you know his last game without a turnover? And some of that's a little spotty because, actually, I guess he's played in every game. Because even in Minnesota, he came in the second half. He hasn't had a clean sheet since the Lions game.
Mm.
That was November 9th.
Yeah.
Against the Dolphins in Madrid, he had an interception. Against the Broncos at home, he had an interception and a fumble. I'm not sure if he lost that fumble, but he had a fumble. Against the Vikings, he had a pick and a fumble, and he wasn't in much. And then against the Giants, he obviously had the very costly fumble late. He had two fumbles in that game. Connerly recovered one of them. You have to go all the way back to the Lions game without a turnover.
It's just like when you're playing golf and you're having that great day. And when you're playing well, what's the first thing your friends say? Damn, dog, you on pace to break 70. Then what happens the next 3-4 holes? You start thinking about how good you were playing, how good things can be, and you don't focus on the moment, and you end up going bogey, double bogey, bogey, double bogey.
You're speaking my language.
I'm just saying, it's like it's the same thing. When you're having a good game of football, it's so much easier if you just forget about what you've done and focus on what you got to do. So many times we start getting happy. We get complacent when we get happy. And then all of a sudden, that one little play comes and it just blows up everything. It's like missing a damn foot putt.
So we talked about Kingsbury as a big part of this. And I think, you know, Cliff has had ups and downs this season. Hard to get a full measure of Cliff with all the injuries. Just like I think it's hard to get a full measure of what this season could or couldn't have been due to all the injuries. Commanders come into this game 24th in scoring and 18th in yards gained. Yeah. Let's do a should and a will. Do you think Cliff will be back next season, and do you think Cliff should be back next season?
Will? I don't know. Because, see, the thing about it, he was the hot commodity here for 2 years, and I think eventually you got to make a move or you fall out of that mix. So I don't, and then you got a lot of colleges now. You're going to have some pros, so I don't know if he will be. Should? I think he got unfinished business. You know, I want to see him take that step to where the things, the tendencies we see get changed. Change those tendencies, and then this thing can be remarkable, dude.
You know what job I thought about? And I don't know anything. I am not a Glazer family member. Tampa. As hot as Tampa started, and they have just fallen off. And I don't know that it'll happen. But if Tampa ends up falling out of the playoffs, would you be shocked if there was a move made there, if Todd Bowles got the boot?
I wouldn't be shocked if nothing happened in the NFL, dog.
Right.
It happens.
And Cliff and Baker go back to Texas Tech. Baker started 5-0 for Cliff Kingsbury as a walk-on freshman, I believe. Now, things kind of went sideways from there because Baker got hurt and Cliff thought he could play, and then Baker transferred to Oklahoma. But it's my understanding those two have years ago reconciled their friendship and relationship. And I think one of the toughest things for Tampa is, I think 3 years in a row now, they've had a good offense and the OC gets plucked to go be a head coach somewhere else. It was Canales. This year it was Liam Cohen. I don't know anything, but like, when we ran through what jobs we think will become available, I don't know that we were considering Tampa the last time we went through that exercise.
At that moment, we wasn't, because they were playing okay.
I think Cincinnati, if the Bengals job became available.
If I'm an offensive coach,
yeah,
that's where I want to go.
That's what you dream of.
Because I got to sit down, me and Joe got to have a conversation. But the weapons he has, man, please, give me that. And to hell with throwing it to the open guy. Look for number one, any chance you get. And if you're not him, then go to his buddy, his running mate Higgins.
If you're impressed by Dart, and I don't think he was very impressive against Washington last week, but I think his body of work as a rookie has been impressive, if not concerning, with the running style.
It's been impressive, but his mental is not impressive to me.
I agree with that. But he's also a rookie. Like, he can learn.
He can learn.
But that's a job that's pretty interesting.
He's been talking about that like that for a long time, dude. That's what's in him. You got to break that out of him.
Matt is in Manassas. What's up, Matt?
Hey, so not saying I'm an expert on anything, but when you look at the numbers, and my biggest concern would be dealing with those two cornerback. Well, I guess cornerback, and they consider him a nickelback, Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell. When you look at their numbers, we got to figure out how to get past. Like, they got some crazy number, like 400 attempts with no touchdowns, and you know, Mariota, he's got to figure out how to get past those two guys.
Sure.
That's what I think the key of the game is.
All right. You need Mariota to have a clean sheet, man, undoubtedly. And that's a lot easier said than done. Specific to the Cliff thing, I don't know how that's going to shake out. And I think if you look at the numbers, Cliff's actually been a lot more steady than people kind of give him credit for. They have an exact even split pass to run through 14 games, 401 pass attempts, 401 rush attempts, which is just kind of surprising. It's tough because you got to try to balance out that of the run game, a lot of that is quarterback runs.
Mm-hmm. But not necessarily. Like, if you just look at it, though, Jay.
Scrambles, I'm saying.
If you think just being equal is something great, that's fine. But you watch the games as well, and you saw situations where a pass was unnecessary. So if you had 20 more runs than you did passes, wouldn't hurt nothing, would it?
No.
And I think it would probably have a different level of scoring, too. So it's not the fact that he's been awful. It's just that he hadn't been consistent. You know, I don't look at it like I look at if I'm playing a team that sucks on defense when it comes to running the ball against them, I'm going to run the ball against you. If a team can't stop the pass, and I ran it 50 times last week, I could throw it 45, 50 times this week. I don't have to be equal in a game where you are horrible at one aspect or the other. And I think that's where you got to see, like, we went into several games saying, this team here is not good defense, not this, not that. And we did not do well against them, what they were bad at giving up. And then you see another team come right behind us that's not as good offensive as us, and they cook them in exactly what they were bad at. You got to be able to take advantage of people for what they can't do. You make sure when that game is over, they still can't do it. They don't look like they could do it. They don't think they could do it. We go into the game and they dominate us in a situation where they could not do that. That's the problem.
Big time. You are listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We are starting to hear from Ashburn today. What exactly is going on? We know who will be the game day captains for Saturday's game. Terry McLaurin, Jeremy Reeves, and this is cool, Antonio Hamilton.
All right.
Coming fresh off that big game against the Giants. Laremy Tunsil will not play this weekend. What does that do to the Washington offense? Plenty more for us to figure out. But next, our guy Adam Tuss will join us from NBC4. Big meeting yesterday at City Hall about transportation options for the new RFK Stadium and what that means for fans and for our listeners. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Hey, it's JP Finley, and nobody takes care of the fans, listeners like Paisanos. Right now, you can score 30% off any order of $30 or more with promo code FAN30. Pizza, wings, pasta, salads, chicken Philly cheesesteaks, they are banging. Whatever it is you want. The gyro, perfect for game day, late night, or when those holiday leftovers finally lose steam. Just hit PaisanosPizza.com, load up the cart, and watch that total drop with Fan 30. If you're feeding the whole crew, use Crew 20 for 20% off a custom catering order. Great for a game day spread, an office lunch, a holiday hangout, a big family dinner, or even feeding the fantasy squad clinging to those playoff hopes. That's me, stage 5 clinger. Paisanos has seriously tasty options, including pre-planned catering packages with the discount already baked in. You got two ways to score, Fan 30 for any order or Crew 20 for the whole crew. Paisanos, it's not just pizza, it's something for everyone. Order now, PaisanosPizza.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
'90s bangers all day. In a half hour, we're going to open these phone lines up for Bleep You Thursday. But right now, we're going to the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV to talk to our friend, Mr. Adam Tuss, transportation reporter for, friend, for NBC4. what's up, dude? How are you?
Hey, JP, did you know that B. Mitch had over 1,000 yards returning in each of the seasons that he played for the Philadelphia Eagles?
So, B., I don't know if you know, but Tuss is a big Eagles fan. And yesterday, so I'm going to tell the whole story. So, what's ironic about working in television, the absolute worst place to watch television in the world is at a television station.
It's the worst.
Because there's 8 million screens and no audio anywhere in sight. And so I see that Tuss is doing this story on RFK, on transportation options for RFK, and I'm really interested in it, but I can't hear a thing. So I text him like, hey, could you do radio tomorrow? He's like, yeah, and oh, by the way, the birds are coming to town this week.
Yeah, baby, 5 o'clock Saturday, let's go.
So I knew I'd have to deal with this, and yet I wanted the information badly enough to put up with it. We'll get to, we'll address the elephant in the room first. Are you at all concerned about Philly's, at times, lackadaisical offense coming into Northwest Stadium?
I'm terrified. You don't know what team you're going to get from week to week as far as the offense is concerned. I will say the defense looks pretty darn good. And Mariota, thank you for getting the correct pronunciation, JP.
Hey, man.
Mariota.
Working for you, Adam.
He could, yes. He could have a tough night Saturday night, so we'll see.
I think you can count on Philly's defense. The offense is perplexing.
It's on and off.
But if they run the ball well, I think – they can. I think that'll kind of take care of things. Are you going to the game Saturday?
So it's a little bit of a sore subject. Ooh. I want to go. My oldest daughter, my 15-year-old, I have converted her into a huge Birds fan. And we want to go, but I committed to a holiday party a long, long time ago, and I can't get out of it. And if I tried to get out of it, then my wife would be very upset with me. So I'm doing the right thing, JP.
I know that life, dude.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now that you've bragged about your Eagles, let's get to your day job. You are the transportation reporter for NBC4, which I always enjoy your stories, and I'm always asking you questions about, like, will Tyson's to the Legion Bridge ever not suck? Things like that. But yesterday you covered what you told me was a big meeting about the transportation options at the new RFK Stadium. Can you just tell us kind of what the meeting was and maybe what we learned?
Yeah, so a lot of good nuggets in here. This was the first time that the head of DDOT, the head of Metro, some team officials, they got together. And look, this thing's going to happen in just about 4 years, right? We're talking 2030 when the stadium is expected to open. And they're talking about, I mean, when you think about what's there now and what it's going to look like in just a few short years, I mean, I think it's going to be mind-blowing to a lot of people. We're talking about like 5,000 to 6,000 new homes and apartments, hotels. They're talking about potentially 20,000 people that just live there, that aren't, you know, commuting to there or whatever, that just live in that space.
Wow.
And then, of course, if you're talking about these huge events, I'm not sure, you know, what the stadium's supposed to hold. I think 60 to 70 or 80 around that, right? So if we're thinking about, you know, people who have to get to these game day events and stadium events and concerts and one day the Super Bowl and WrestleMania and everything else that's going to happen down there. Well, it's very clear that the current infrastructure that exists at Stadium Armory is not sufficient enough. And so everyone's starting to talk about it. For instance, did you know that the Stadium Armory Metro Station right now, which serves the blue, orange, and silver lines, inside that station, there's one elevator, one, and it's old.
Wow.
And it barely works. So if you're thinking about, you know, moving people up and down, you know, Metro has a lot of elevators and escalators. There's a lot of stuff that's going to have to change. So we really heard yesterday from people about kind of these upgrades that people need to start talking about. Things like maybe even a second Metro station there. It would be over closer to Oklahoma Avenue so you could disperse the crowds. Tunnels underground that could go to and from this new station. And the Metro general manager said the most important thing in his mind, there's no connection to the red line there, obviously, because it's the blue, orange, and silver line. So you need to have some sort of rapid connection to Union Station, because you think about people taking VRE or MARC to get into the city and then having to get across town. He wants a rapid bus line that runs basically from Union Station all the way over to Benning Road so that people can get back and forth.
Who's paying for it?
Yeah.
That's a great question. I asked that yesterday, D-Mitch, and all I was told is that, look, there's going to be billions spent over there, and somebody will foot the bill. I can tell you this. Metro, when these kind of things happen with Metro, they are happy to operate the system and operate the service, but they are definitely not the ones that usually pony up the money for it. Mm-hmm. It would usually come from the district or some sort of special taxing district or something that I'm sure the D.C. Council is going to have to work out.
Like a hotel tax. Every city I go to, I get like 8 different hotel taxes.
What's going to happen to the armory over there? Because, I mean,
The actual armory?
Yeah, that needs to be gone.
I haven't heard anything about, you know, what's going to happen with that. I just know that if for anyone who hasn't been over to RFK lately, the stadium is pretty much gone. It's unbelievable to go over there and see, you know, what's there now. And all of those parking lots, those are all going to change. I have not heard any specific plans about the armory itself, though.
I think the armory is, like, historic or something.
Yeah.
But I think it's also, like, covered in asbestos. Like, I mean, if we're starting fresh, let's start fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
RFK was historic, too.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, true. I know they use the armory a lot for stuff like the Marine Corps Marathon. Like, that's where you pick up your running number and that kind of stuff. Okay.
They go pick them up from the new stadium.
Yeah, they got talking with our friend Adam Tuss, transportation reporter for NBC4, after a big meeting about transportation needs at the new RFK. I am not a transportation expert. I hold zero college degrees in it. But I know this, and perhaps my evidence is anecdotal. The notion of high-speed rapid bus lanes do not work. Like, every time I've heard of high-speed buses, it just is a mess. So whatever the Union Station to RFK plan is, like, they got to come up with something better than a bus.
So you know what's really funny about that, JP? Have something there right now, and it's running.
The streetcar, right?
And they're doing away with it. The city has literally spent so much time putting the tracks down for the streetcar, putting up the poles, putting up the electrical systems, and now they're this year or in the next couple of months, I believe they're going to decommission the streetcars because they basically have become so expensive to operate and maintain. So it's part frustrating for me as a transportation reporter, as someone who covered that project from the beginning, and the connection is literally there right now. My guess crazy. Is that they're going to take some of the right away that the streetcar has. 8th Street Northeast will look a lot different if they can dedicate lanes to buses and make, you know, maybe keep the stops that are there for the streetcar, but instead the buses are running. And that's what you're going to have. But I do agree with the general manager. If you don't have a connection to the Red Line, which is the busiest line in the metro system, and by many accounts, Union Station is the busiest station in the metro system most days, then you're going to have a big problem because everyone trying to feed into blue, orange, silver, that's going to create a real big bottleneck. And the general manager is hoping that he says 40%. He wants 40% of people going to this new stadium to take transit. As we all know, Northwest Stadium is not the best stadium. You get up at Morgan Boulevard, you still got like half a mile to walk. It's brutal.
Mm-hmm. Dude, so I lived in Northeast. I lived like 4th and G, basically. And when they were building that streetcar, now they're going to rip all that up?
Yeah, that's right.
That's so stupid.
The only thing that really got better from the entire streetcar bonanza, in my opinion, is that 8th Street itself, I'm sure you experienced it, JP, when you lived there. That was the bumpiest road in America, and they smoothed that out, so that was good.
Yeah, man.
I will tell you one other really kind of funny, you know, lighthearted moment from this meeting yesterday. They were asking, what kind of stadiums are you trying to model yourself after? You know, like what makes sense from like a downtown football stadium perspective? And they said, JP, I'm sure you've been to a lot of these. They said Minneapolis, you know, Minnesota is a good one.
Yeah, sweet.
They said the Detroit one is a good one. They said Atlanta is a good one. They said the one that they are absolutely not modeling themselves after is the Dallas Cowboys. It's in the middle of a parking lot.
Yeah.
So, and there's no way to get to it with transit, which I thought was pretty funny that, you know, we're taking shots at the Dallas transit system.
Well, it's funny. So I'm lucky enough. I've covered every stadium in the NFL, and Texas is just its own beast. People in Texas aren't taking transit anywhere.
Yeah,
they're taking F-350s everywhere.
Yeah, they're like driving everywhere.
You got to serve the market
you're in. You go to 7-Eleven, you got to go 40 minutes.
Right, exactly. dude, my biggest question, and I've been hammering this for a while, like, if you think about where rideshare is now as a percentage of people getting to games, even as much as the situation at Northwest kind of sucks to take Uber, I bet it's still 25% of people. I bet it's a big chunk of people. I think by the time this joint opens in 2030, 2032, and as driverless cars become that much more common, I would account for massive rideshare situations. Is that on the table when they look at transportation?
Yeah, for sure. You know, Waymo is the kind of leader in the autonomous vehicle space right now. They're operating. You go out west, you see them everywhere.
Yeah,
you know,
in Phoenix, they were everywhere.
Yeah, all over the damn place.
You know, you people in San Francisco, it's like it's just part of the landscape now. And it's almost like a tourist attraction that people who haven't been there, they want to get in these autonomous vehicles. So they're here. The thing is, Waymo has been testing on the streets of the district. And for whatever reason, the D.C. Council has not moved forward with new regulations that would allow them to operate here. I don't know if it's because our streets are kind of funky and we got the roundabouts and the circles and, you know, we don't really know how they're going to operate here. But
or because they haven't gotten their cut.
They haven't been given the green light here. But I will say, you know, if you look at Cap One, look at Nats Park, you know, these are other examples that they were talking about yesterday of places that they actually think work really well in terms of getting everyone to take transit in different modes. There absolutely will be spaces for pickup and drop off. And especially, you know, if it's in the city, you know, right in that campus, that's ripe for, I remember the Vet, but I don't remember the old RFK because I never saw a game there. But didn't people used to like park their cars on East Cap and then walk to the game from there? Like something.
Transit went there too.
Metro was big, but people, like, I remember my father would like park in like this dude's front yard and just give him $20. And I think there'll be plenty of, like, and when you talk about the other stadiums, I mean, this year we've been in Minnesota, we've been in Atlanta. When you have an urban stadium, life kind of finds a way and people start renting out their driveway. And like, it kind of will work out where there'll be a lot of non-sanctioned transportation options that will emerge, I would say.
I think we'll see a lot of that. Like, yeah, when you go to like Wrigley, right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's what people do. People rent out their two parking spots for $20. I mean, stuff like that will happen, but
it's gonna be a little more than 20, though, Adam.
Well, probably, yeah, right. $100 for the day.
So my
it's gonna be a combination of everything, I think, and like, you know, bike share and scooters and all that kind
of
stuff.
Sure, all of it. Now, I think for people coming from like Northwest Washington, like if you're coming west to east to RFK, you have a lot of options because you can go Benning Road, you can come down Florida Ave. Like even if you're coming from further south, like you can cut around the hill. Like you could drive to Foggy Bottom and park and get on the Orange Line, and that's not a terrible option, right? People that are coming from the east, like that traffic on 295, like from Kenilworth Avenue all the way down kind of till you get to Anacostia, all those little bridges cutting across, like the Pennsylvania Avenue Bridge, like all of it is a disaster. What, if anything, can they do about that?
Not much. And not much is the answer. And, you know, the funny thing is, you get these, like, traffic rankings every year, right? You know, what spot does your city rank at as far as traffic? We're consistently in the top 10 as far as terrible traffic. And every time, every list that's pointed out, this is without a stadium, the worst corridor is the 295, DC 295 corridor is always singled out as the worst. It is always crawling. One thing that they talked about at this meeting yesterday that they really hope people do is that they drive to the end of the line metro station. So say like a Largo or, you know, you're kind of out there, you park there and then you take the train in. So I think for everyone who's used to Northwest, you know, what was FedEx Field, and you had all of that parking, you're going to have to change your expectations when this new stadium comes because they don't want you driving there. There are going to be a couple of parking garages, but that is not going to be their main focus for sure. And you're probably not going to want to sit in that traffic anyway.
Yep, and just tell them, open up the waterways. You can bring, that can be transportation by boats.
Baby.
There we go.
Hey, who's got the paddle board? Paddle up the Anacostia. Let's go.
Whoever thinks 295 is the worst has never tried to get through Tyson's at rush hour. Adam, thank you for the time, brother. Really appreciate it. And I hope your team loses on Saturday.
713 Birds. Let's go. All right.
See you, buddy. Thank you very much. That's our guy, Adam Tuss from NBC4. You can give him a follow at Adam Tuss, T-U-S-S. It's going to be fascinating. We're watching what's supposed to be a new world-class stadium get built in our backyard. And there's a lot of moving parts with this thing. I can't wait to explore it. Phone lines open at 1 o'clock for Bleep You Thursday.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, it's B. Mitch here. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel. Because with FanDuel's Thursday's touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll earn your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Brian for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel, official sports book of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Must apply profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey! What is going on over here? Well, if you can't tell by the music or just the general calamities going on in the studio, Chris Russell's joining us.
Hello, boys.
Roost Dizzle.
How are you?
Roost rolled in here with a suit. What do you got cooking tonight?
Not a suit. It's a sport jacket and a dress shirt. We're having the holiday party. Unlike you, who made plans to do everything you could to hang out.
Holiday?
Yeah.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Where?
It was
MGM.
At MGM. It was rescheduled for tonight.
For real?
Yeah, that's like the all the emails and all the signs all over. B, you're not going to come and hang out? Come on, man.
No, seriously. I am not lying.
We had dinner together.
Who did?
Me and B at last year's holiday party. Me, you, your wife, and somebody else that I can't remember who.
Clearly, they made an impression.
Yeah, no, not a very good one.
So I was a firm maybe for the previous date of the holiday party.
A firm maybe.
Firm maybe.
Tonight is an
out.
Yeah, we have a family. We go to the White House Christmas tree every year and go to dinner at Old Ebbitt, and tonight was our night.
It's a great thing to do, but, yeah. You know, there's other nights you could do it.
You know how hard it is to get a table at Old Ebbitt in Christmas season?
I would imagine pretty difficult. It's been a while since I've been to Old Ebbitt. It's been about 3 years.
You locked that one in.
Yeah, okay.
And as a matter of fact, my homie Mark Seagraves had to pull a string for me. Ooh. So we're going tonight.
Mm. All right. Well, I'll tip one back for you in honor of you.
Bruce Stitzel getting after it. Just give us a little preview. So Jeff Walker had to leave early today.
I heard.
And
shocker.
If I know Jeff, he'll be at the company Christmas party. Do you think he'll miss that?
Then he'll be off tomorrow.
Yeah.
Jeff will not miss free drinks, free cocktails, neither and the opportunity to try
Jeff's
and
defense.
Spread Christmas joy. Let's put it that way.
What? Yeah, what are you talking about?
Talking about Roos.
You know Jeff.
Are you interested in the hot dog?
Sure.
I'm a sausage guy.
I heard you had some kind of jalapeno sausage.
Jalapeno and cheddar.
See, now you guys don't think I support the B. Mitch and Finley program. I do. I listen all the time, and I watch on Monumental in the morning before I get out the door.
What are you wearing?
I have a really, really, really hard time staying away from sausage.
Landfill told me he's already eaten 8 hot dogs and 3 chili dogs, and White Brian said he ate his requisite 8.
Yeah, I would advise people don't go in that room very often.
Hold on, Landfill, the 8 dogs you've eaten counts the chili dogs, right? Are those separate?
No, Chris Russell doesn't know what he's talking about. It's normal. I ate 8 hot dogs total. 3 of which were chili dogs.
I said that. I said you've eaten 3 chili dogs. I said you've ate 8 dogs overall.
Anybody who heard what you said came to the conclusion that I ate 11.
No, that is not true.
Yeah.
Unwax your ears.
It kind of sounds.
Use a hot dog to clean the wax out of your ears.
The biggest sausage in the party.
So you think everybody but you was wrong?
Correct.
That's what I figured.
You like the D, I like sausage.
I'll ask you a football question, Bruce. Who needs to step up for Washington to pull off an upset?
First of all, I'd like to say, I like that you guys are here on a Thursday. It was a pleasant surprise to see you not at the Big Bear AI performance.
They play on Saturday.
Saturday game, Bruce.
Yeah, but, that's right. Today is the Friday. Who do I think has to step up on Saturday? I'm going to go, I mean, it might be easy, but Mikey Sanders still, right? I mean, he's a turnover creator. Jalen Hurts obviously puts the ball in peril, and A.J. Brown sometimes just has a religious aversion to catching it. So I worry about the matchup, and it's not just A.J. Brown. It's also Devontae Smith. And, God, you know, at times, guys, when I watch you, I don't know if I'm not seeing every snap. Jahan Dotson shows up every once in a while, yeah. Right? I'm kind of thinking, like, if Sanra still can create a turnover, and again, that's a big thing, or if he can just hold his own and just make tackles and not miss tackles and allow extra yards after space, maybe the Commanders have a puncher's chance of hanging in here. And there's other guys, too, obviously, sure, that I want to watch and I want to see. Like, Grandanny asked me a similar question yesterday. I said, Marcus Mariota, why? I've seen plenty of Marcus Mariota. I know what he is. But, guys, he could get $13, $14 million on the free agent market next year like Daniel Jones did with the Colts because of the scarcity of veteran-proven quarterbacks. And they need him because the starting quarterback only played 7 games.
We just had Adam Tuss from NBC4 on.
I consume the B. Mitch and Finley program.
How pre-mad are you about the traffic at RFK Stadium?
I'm not that mad yet because I haven't experienced it since
it's not gonna open
the
for
last
6 years.
Since the last Nationals baseball game, which was when? 2007?
2030 is not
something like
6
that.
6 years, Jay.
Yeah. I mean, it's been 17 years, I think, since I've been actually like, I drove around the ring once last year coming back from something, but you know, that's not a game day event. It's been what, 17? I never went to a DC United game, no offense. So it's been 17 years or whatever it is since Nationals Park has been open, since I went to a game day event there. And as we know, even though that was like 40 some odd thousand for baseball that weekend against the Phillies, the last weekend that RFK hosted the Nationals, that is a little bit different than 65,000. So I'm going to be mad in advance, and I'll be fine. I'll figure it out.
Goodbye, Roost. Landfill's adamant we have to break.
Since when do you follow directions?
I'm a sausage guy.
Landfill tells me all the time.
I think he's just going to turn us off.
All the time how you don't do your job well.
We'll be back.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.